arise and the summer comes undone.
We are going to witness the most anticipated match in the history for the heavyweight championship of the world. Are you ready?
Go away, go back to the docks where you belong. You go back to being a two-bit nothing. But don't you ever come back here again, because I'm too old to waste my time trying to train a no-good loser like you, you bum!
Now, the officials are ready. The fighters are in the ring, and they are ready. So for the thousands in attendance, and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits. And not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Be a little different tonight. It's the Friday Night Frights with Chris Earle. He's the Alan Parsons Project. This first round is called Look Into My Eyes. Look Into My Eyes.
Don't think sorry's easily said. Don't try turning tables instead.
Don't ask me, that's how it goes, 'cause part of me knows what you think.
Into My Eyes, round one, Friday Night Frights. Here comes good old Billy Idol with a frightful little ditty called Eyes Without a Face. Creepy. Friday Night Frights, here with you till 8 p.m. Make your vote. DJ WMFO.
Eyes without a face, God knows you.
Right, it's Friday Night Frights this week here on WMFO. My name is Chris Earle, as you well know, as some of you well know. Others, you might be like, who the hell's this guy? Well, it's Chris Earle. I'll tell you again. I love Grillo's Pickles. That's what's in front of me. Big sticker that says, I love Grillo's Pickles. And I'll tell you something. I do. I love Grillo's Pickles. They're having like some campaign about putting a pickle back or something, or making the pickle the national headline for something. I don't know. They're doing something with the pickles. All I know is more stickers are coming out saying something about Grillo's. I'll tell you, I love those Grillo's pickles. I tried those hot ones, though. Not that great. Not as good as the others. But, you know, if everybody's getting into them, I'm not going to be into them. That's just how I am. I'm not going to be into them. I'm not going to be here next week. I got next week off. So this is the big Halloween show. And as you can tell with our two spooky songs, the Alan Parsons Project with The Eye in the Sky, and then Billy Idol with Eyes Without a Face. Can you imagine Eyes Without a Face? Holy moly. That's like something that Elvira would be talking about. That Elvira, she's all right. I'd look into her eyes. Sure would. Even if she's like 79 years old or something, I don't care. She's awesome. Alan Parsons Project with The Eye in the Sky. I think it's about gambling. I think it's about, like, he was playing blackjack, and then, you know, the guy up in the eye in the sky, the security camera was like, this guy's, he's got a run of the eights. He ain't going to be a problem. The Eye in the Sky. Anyway, song's about eyes, I guess, look into my eyes. They're both a little spooky, so I figured let's throw them on the show. Why not? I got a little bit of everything today. A little bit of everything. I got some traditional spooky stuff. Some stuff you're going to be like, I've never heard that before. That's crazy. I got some really disturbing stuff. And I got some fun stuff, some sweet stuff. Pretty much it's an amalgam of me, I guess. Or an amalgam, if you want to pronounce things differently. Is it Kamala or is it Kamala? Is it Trump or is it True? Troopy. Troopy. Poopy pants. I don't know. I don't get political here on WMFO because I'm not supposed to. But I'm not looking forward to that election. I could care less, tell you the truth, at this point. I should run. I should just be like, how many weeks do I got? Like 3 weeks? First thing that I would do is, remember when banks used to have donuts and coffee in the morning on Saturday mornings? That's the first thing I'd do right there. Second thing I'd do, daylight savings time. Let's be done with it. Okay, enough of this going to sleep at 7 p.m. for the rest of the winter. It's dark out. It's 6:16, for God's sake. I usually have 3 more hours to drink beers and go for walks and make out with chicks, you know? Come on. What are we doing? 6:16 and it's dark out. I'm eating soup, for Christ's sake. It's October. What's going on? It's not even my birthday yet. My birthday, we did my birthday show last week. That's how far ahead I am of everybody else. Chris Earle is always way ahead of you. I'm at least 3 weeks ahead here on when's October this year? Is it the 31st? See what I did there? Did you know that Thanksgiving is the fourth Thursday in November? Why can't they just say, you know, November 28th? Come on, Lincoln. What were you thinking? Or was it Delano? I think it was Franklin Delano, the Rose Roosevelt, who I'm firing all thrusters today, baby. Here I go. 6:17 in the evening. We're not even in round two yet. I'm ready for the Friday night frights. I got scared. A couple things scare me. What scares you? You know what just scared me? I drop my pen and I pick up this dust bunny. And if you're my Facebook friend, you can see this. DJ WMFO on the Facebook, you can go on the list, whatever. Okay, anyway, a dust bunny. I pick up the pen and there's like hair. Like, not like like a tumbleweed. Like, it was gigantic. It was like an afro I picked up. I'm like, God, what are people doing down here? Are people like DJing and like combing their hair or like doing their nails and stuff? I used to have this girl named Menka and she used to clip her toes on third shift. I'd work with her on third shift. I was like 21, 22 years old. And I'd be like drunk half the time, but I'd be working third shift and she'd be cutting her. She'd be either making curry or she'd be clipping her toes. It was one of the two. It was so disgusting. It was so gross. Anyway, that's one of the things that frightened me. Old Indian women that cut their nails and curry. What are we doing here? Round two. Let's do round two. What do we got? Do we got some votes for Alan Parsons Project or Billy Idol? We got a couple for Billy Idol already. Let me see. Does Alan Parsons Project have one for the Eye in the Sky? No. Well, I'll tell you what, it's getting one now because I like that Alan Parsons Project. As much as I like Billy Idol, I like that Eye in the Sky. That's creepy, man. That is creepy. It could be a relationship. It could be the gambling thing. It could just be a giant eye like Sauron up in the sky judging us, judging the hobbitses and looking for the one ring, the Eye in the Sky. All right, let's go to round two. This one's called You Live Where? It's the Animals versus David Bowie, a.k.a. Tin Machine, and it's called You Live Where? The first song is Crack City. WMFO in Medford.
And they'll ride you down to hell. Gonna hit Crack City.
You live where? Crack City. Or do you live in the house of the rising sun? Which one do you like? It's the Friday Night Frights. Here's the Animals.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. And it's been the ruin of many a poor boy. And God, I know I'm one.
Absolutely marvelous. That is The Animals with House of the Rising Sun. That's getting my vote because who wants to live in Crack City? Who cares? That's David Bowie with Tin Machine with Crack City. Still good song, you know, but going up against The Animals, come on. My bowling team was named The Animals. Of course I'm going to vote for The Animals. I was the The coach? The lead? I was the leader. I was the team captain for The Animals bowling team. And I won the turkey. I won a turkey. And I think I was, I don't know, 15 years old, 14, 13, 84. I was 13. 13, man, winning turkeys. Look at Chris Earl at 13 winning turkeys. It's pretty awesome. I remember there was four on a team, and there was this kid, Mike, and he sucked. God, he sucked. His average was like a 63. I'm like, dude, a 63. Like, I think he was a little slow. I think he was kind of, you know, a little slow. You know, they call him a little retarded back then. You wouldn't say it now, but I think the kid was a little off. You know what I mean? But good stuff happening here at Tufts. There's spider fluid. They're making spider fluid. I'm getting all kinds of things here. Place is blowing up. Phil's sending me a bunch of stuff. Philip is sending me some stuff on spiders. So I think I'm going to do a spider round next. We're going to do the spider round next. But before we do that, it's the Animals versus Tin Machine, and it's the Alan Parsons Project versus Billy Idol. Tied up right now, the Alan Parsons Project and Billy Idol, and the Animals are winning, and no votes for Crack City for round two yet. But maybe we'll get one. Maybe we'll get two. Maybe we'll get none. Maybe we'll get none. Who knows? 855-915-9636. You want to vote that way? Call in and just yell out your vote. Just yell out, "Hey, I want Tin Machine, a-hole," and hang up. That's fine. That works. Whatever you want to do. You know, it's only 90 minutes left in the show. It's 30 minutes late. If you still work, leave. What are you doing? 6:30 at night. It's Friday night. It's the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earl, the Fright Cod. Friday Night Frights this week because it's the big Halloween episode. You guys are like, he's not playing anything Halloween-y yet. You kidding me? I'm putting a bonus round in, man. It's the spider round. This one's for you, Philip. Here we go.
Spooky voice. Hello. This is Chris Earl, and you're listening to 91.5
The Friday Night Frights, everybody.
How do you like that? How would you like it if I do it like that? Hello, sexy. Hello, sexy listeners.
It's the Friday Night Frights with Chris Searle. This is the bonus round, man. This one wasn't planned, but all kinds of things happening here. They're making spider fluid here at Tufts University, so this round's for the spiders. Which one do you like? It's tough to beat. It's tough to beat the who. The who. The who. By the way, who's left? That's the name of the next tour. Who's left? All that's left is Pete and, what's his name? Roger. Roger from Oz. Spider-Man. Ramones. Which one do you like better? I like The Who, but I'm going to play this one anyway. Yeah, there's the Spider-Man. Spider-Man, Spider-Man. Friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Sings a web, he's on a vine. He's eating so divine. Hey man, there goes Spider-Man. I like that Spider-Man song, but for me, Boris the Spider. I always liked The Who. I gotta vote for The Who. Unless The Who's up against, you know, the Alan Parsons Project. Then it would have been a tough one. Anyway, Alan Parsons Project versus Billy Idol. The word is still out. The word is still out. I'm not going to announce the winners for rounds one or two yet, although the animals look like they're going to win round two. But you never know. Tin Machine may be able to get one or two for Crack City. Hello to, speaking of crack, hello to Mike out there in Lawrence. Crack City. And just wanted to say hi. Thanks for listening. He doesn't listen too often, and it's probably wise because I always insult him when he does. Sorry about that. Say hi to Christine. I hope she's doing well, and still putting up with your crap. That's good. All right, 6:37 in the evening. If you're still at work, leave. What are you waiting for? Next one is the Something Bad round. I played things that are bad before, but this is also something bad. This is going to be two bad things. First one is going to be something bad from a guy named Jay Severett, which is a Halloween-y song, I think. And the other one's going to be a bad song from another guy, Daniel Powder. So it's bad things and bad days. It's my bad show. This is badass Chris K. Earl here on badass WMFO and badass Medford. All right. This is fun.
When you came in, the air went out. And every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I wanna do bad things with you. I'm the kind to sit up in his room. Heart sick and eyes filled up with blue. I don't know what you've done to me, but I know this much is true. I wanna do bad things with you. Air went out, and all those shadows there filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before tonight is through, I wanna do bad things with you. I wanna do real bad things with you. Things with you. I wanna do real bad things with you.
Just to turn it around. You said you don't know. You tell me don't lie.
guys are probably like, well, that's not a horror song in any way. Well, imagine if some crazy person is like beating you over the head with an axe singing that song, or that's in the background. That's creepy. It's creepy enough. Something bad. Bad Day versus Bad Things from True Blood, I guess. I never watched that show, but apparently it's about sex and vampires. Sex with vampires. Vampires having sex. All I know is there was a lot of sex in it. True Blood. Like, a lot of people watch that for the sex. Is that Showtime or something like that? The HBO changed to Max. What are they doing? You know? Couldn't even do... It was HBO, it was Cinemax. Now they changed it just to Max. Couldn't they just have it as HBO? All I know is it costs $200 a month. What the hell's going on with that? Like, people are like, oh, I get HBO for $5 with a bundle for Disney and we just have to watch commercials. I'm paying like $200 for it. It's like, hey, I got the bread, but come on. Jeez. I got to shut all this stuff off. I just got to, you know what I got to do? I got to shut all these things off. Just one day, just shut them all off. That's my next act as executive in chief, whatever they call it, the commander in chief, shutting everything off. Day one, it's like, okay, what'd they say? Free donuts and coffee at the banks. And then I had something else that was a good one. And then what was I going to do there? I don't know. I think we should all have a suit, too. Everybody should have a suit. Everybody should go back to wearing suits at work so you know the difference between who's working and who's not, who's slacking that day. It's like, you know what? I need to know the difference between the CEO who's in a suit and the guy who's just smoking the doobies over in the corner, drinking, Mr. Pibb and having Sara Lee pound cake. Well, round four, something bad. So which one did you like better? I'm going to tell you which one I like better. The idea of Daniel Powder, Bad Day, with somebody like murdering somebody, and that's scary stuff. But Jace Everett, that's a good tune. I'm going with that one. So I know the Animals won round two, but it's a tie with Alan Parsons and Billy Idol, and Boris the Spider has got most of round three there for that special round, but I will keep those open. But it looks like round two will be the Animals as the win there. Round five. This one's kind of fun. I like this one. I like what I found here. This one is called A Strange Man Round. A Strange Man. It's the Friday Night Frights with Chris Earle here with you until 8 p.m. I asked a bunch of people to listen or they're going to die, and apparently they're not too scared about dying. You know, because they're not listening. Based on my numbers here, they're not listening. I usually have a few more listeners here. Somebody's like, yeah, you got six listeners. No, I got at least 39 right now, online only. And those are the only ones that I can see online. You know, there's people out there watching, like Rockwell. Somebody's watching me. All right, here we go. This is great. This is so much fun. This is like being on Radio 1 today with Chris Earle. Huh? It's like being on Radio 1, like being on the BBC. This is a class act. Chris Earle, Friday Night Frights with Chris Earle. Want me to play a song? Want me to stop my yakking? T.S. It's round five. It's A Strange Man. The first strange man is on the corner. Genesis. From the book of Genesis, there must be some misunderstanding, must be some kind of mistake. I was waiting in the rain for hours and you were late.
Waiting for, I don't know, but he waits every day now.
That's Genesis. The round is round. Five, A Strange Man. That's The Man on the Corner. It's pretty much my autobiography. This guy that's just spending every day on the street corner. Maybe he's homeless. Maybe he's mentally disturbed. He's staring out vacantly. Maybe staring into the eyes of another human being and just shouting at them. Shouting at random people. I don't know. I think that's pretty scary. But you never know. Maybe he's just a good guy. Nobody wants to talk to him. Maybe because he's just an a-hole. Nobody wants to talk to him. Maybe people don't like that old leather jacket that he's been wearing for the past 35 years. Who knows? Anyway, this next one I'm proud of. It's Tom Waits, and it's kind of a song, but not really a song. And I think this is one of the creepier selections that I've got up until 8 o'clock. However, it's your vote that counts. My vote doesn't count. As we all know, my vote never counts. Your vote counts. This is the only show where a vote actually counts. You know that? A vote actually counts on this show. It's The Man on the Corner going up against Tom Waits. Good old Tom Waits. We're so lucky we're still on Earth with Tom Waits. It's called What's He Building in There? What is he building in there in the Strange Man round? Here we go.
What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? He has subscriptions to those magazines. He never waves when he goes by. He's hiding something from the rest of us. He's all to himself. I think I know why. He took down the tire swing from the pepper tree. He has no children of his own, you see. He has no dog. He has no friends. And his lawn is dying. What about all those packages he sends? What's he building in there? That hook light on the stairs. What's he building in there? I'll tell you one thing, he's not building a playhouse for the children. What's he building in there? And what's that sound from underneath the door? He's pounding nails into a hardwood floor. And I swear to God, I heard someone moaning low. And I keep seeing the blue light of a TV show. He has a router and a table saw. And you won't believe what Mr. Stitches saw. There's poison underneath the sink, of course. There's also enough formaldehyde to choke a horse. What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? I heard he has an ex-wife in some place called Mayor's Income, Tennessee. And he used to have a consulting business in Indonesia. What's he building in there? He has no friends, but he gets a lot of mail. I'll bet he spent a little time in jail. I heard he was up on the roof last night signaling with a flashlight. And what's that tune he's always whistling? What's he building in there? What's he building in there? We have a right to know.
Isn't that great? I love it. Tom Waits. It's pretty much my neighbor, like, watching me. Probably. I don't know. I don't know. I could be either of those guys. I could be the Genesis guy. I could be the Tom Waits guy. Who knows? Anyway, what do you think? Which strange man do you like? I love both of those, but I'm going for Tom Waits on that one. And I used to have an app called Lunchtime when Facebook first came out. And one of my friends that I made on Facebook, I never met him, and he had passed away, but he created an app called Tom Waits Magical Trunk. And you could send they were basically just little pictures of like a chocolate Jesus. And that was like one of the songs that Tom Waits did. So they were all little pictures based on Tom Waits songs. So we would send a lot of chocolate Jesuses to each other. But I wish there was one for what's he building in there. I think I don't know. I'd put like some chains in there or something, or some pepper tree. That's great. Such a cool tune. Anyway, my Lunchtime app was great too. I'd just be like sending people sandwiches and stuff. And then Facebook just closed it all up. You know, I could have been great. Could have had a app that made it across the world, but nope. There were places, ultimate destinations for every performer, and apparently this is one of them. WMFO in Medford. I've been across the world and back. I've done all kinds of wonderful things, but here I am for you in a studio all alone, shouting out to the masses, or at least 39 people last I checked on the web. All right, here we go. Well, do you want to do bad things to me? Well, that's what happened, because Jace Everett won that round for something bad. And we also have Boris the Spider wins the Who, and Look Into My Eyes, the Alan Parsons Project has won Look Into My Eyes with the Eye in the Sky. So those are our winners, and of course the Animals with a blowout from David Bowie and his Tin Machine in round two. And you live where? The House of the Rising Sun. Apparently people want to live with prostitutes in New Orleans versus Crack City with David Bowie. Who wouldn't? All right. This next round is going to be the commercial round. Let's call this Old Scratch Himself round. Let's call it Old Scratch Himself. You're going to recognize both of these songs, but we got to get some heat going, and we don't want the dials to turn all the time, you know? A couple of people at the Tom Waits, they're like, what am I listening to? All of a sudden, the numbers go down, but they're going right back up again because this is about Old Scratch Himself, and we're starting off with a real hot one. Songs about the devil next round. It's the Charlie Daniels Band, Old Scratch Himself. Devil went down to Georgia.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, cause I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose.